So, how's the digging coming there, Marvin?
Okay, I guess. This isn't the kind of battle I was expecting.
I know what you mean.
And now I got a blister on my thumb.
Well, since you've been talking all night, I'm surprised you ain't got a blister on your tongue, boy.
How do you do, Caesar?
Well, looky here. If it ain't old Peter Salem himself, I'm right heartily glad to see you, sir.
I have not had the honor to know your friend here.
Peter Salem? This is Marvin Washington. He was with us in Lexington.
Oh, so you must be Barrel Boy.
yes, that was me.
'Tis an honor to meet you.
Thank you, Mr. Salem.
And here's your shovel, Mr. Salem. You don't want to miss out on all the fun now, do you?
Thank you so much, Caesar.
You, sir, are more than welcome. Marvin, what troubles you?
I'm sorry, but there's something I don't get here.
I beg your pardon?
There are still slaves around, right?
Yes.
So, how can you fight for a...
For a country that enslaves people like us?
Yeah, that's it.
Because nobody is free until we all are free.
And once we get rid of these regulars, we are all free.
But don't you get it? You won't be free. Not for 100 years.
Marvin, I left my family to serve here. And truth is, I may never see them again. But you know, even if it takes 200 years for this country to make good on its promise, it is worth it to me defending her freedom today. Because I know what it is to be free.
Yes, sir.
And who knows? One day, these United Colonies may show the whole world how to be free. But it all starts right here.
Digging in a trench.
Tis right.
Hail Caesar!
Attention!
How do you do, Captain?
Captain, hail Caesar.
Oh, my apologies. So, how goes it?
Oh, it goes just fine, sir. I have not had this much fun since I got my tooth pulled. I fell back and hit my head on the door, and I went unconscious for 3 days. And I had this headache.
Well, let me not interrupt the festivities, then.
What was that?
The British ships out in the bay. The sunrise has helped them spot us.
As of now, they are out of range.
Caesar?
Yes, sir.
For the sake of young Marvin, I want him to leave the fort with haste. While there is yet time, perhaps you can escort him to safety.
Sir, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to stay right here with these men.
I'm sorry, son, but you cannot. It is too dangerous. You must leave now.
Come on, Marvin.
Captain! Captain!
Yes?
The regulars are landing on Moulton's Point.
Moulton's Point? Well, it never rains, but it pours. All right, then. Men, the reinforcements promised to us have not yet arrived. Which brings me to this news. Colonel Prescott says in the event of attack, you are the men who will defend this fort. Stand by for orders.
Captain, meaning no disrespect, sir, but we have been working hard all night long. We are in no shape to take on these redcoats today.
Caesar, we have no choice. Marvin, with the regulars approaching, I cannot let you go now. It appears you will have your wish.
Good.
Where, pray tell, is William the drummer?
Sir, he has not yet returned. I believe he's been delayed by the regulars.
And so we have a drum, but we have no drummer.
Oh, now wait. 'Tis no problem at all, Captain. Marvin here can do the drumming for you.
Caesar?
He's ready and willing to go, sir.
Very well. Marvin, take up the drum and keep alert for my orders.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Oh, boy, sir.
Do a good job for us, son.
Thanks.
Look up. On the ridge there. 'Tis Colonel Prescott.
Gentlemen, I have confidence. The men who built this fort are strong enough to defend it. And yet our strength is not enough. Take off your hats, men, as we beseech the favor of Providence. Almighty God, teach us never to depend on the arm of flesh, but only upon thee. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mr. Caesar, I don't know if I can do this drumming thing. William only showed me a couple drum rolls.
You can do it, Marvin. And what's more, you got to.
Captain! They're now within range!
We just lost the man, sir.
Stand firm, men!
We will all be dying soon.
If I can hold fast on this ridge, then you can hold fast in the trenches.
Captain, we cannot hold against
them. We have no choice. Marvin!
Yes, sir?
Call to arms!
Yes, sir.
Go, Marvin.
Right, call to arms. Call to arms!
Good work there, Marvin. Good work.
Come on, men. Courage!
And here they come!
Oink!
Did you just say oink?
Captain! We were not expecting to take on the regulars ourselves. We have powder enough, but we have trifling little ammunition.
Colonel Prescott is well aware of that, and there he is now.
Men, do not fire until you see the whites of their eyes. Aim for the officers.
Marvin.
Yes, sir?
You all right?
I guess I'd better be.
Well, stick close to me. You can help us load our guns.
Caesar!
How do you do, Captain?
Everything in order here?
Well, other than the fact that we've had no sleep and we have hardly no ammunition and we're about to be wiped off the face of the earth, I would say we're doing mighty fine, sir. Mighty fine.
'Tis a good thing, Caesar. Marvin!
Yes, sir.
Stand by for the order to prepare arms.
Yes, sir. Prepare arms.
Prepare arms! Make ready arms! Present!
There is not a way we will come out of this alive!
Thanks for letting me know.
Caesar, you and I must get this ammunition supply in order for Marvin.
Yes. Now, Marvin, you take a look around you. You got a colored man with a group of whites down there on the front line. And you got Mr. Salem and me on either side of you. This ain't just a white man's thing. This is a freedom thing. For all of us.
Pray, Caesar, what man is that yonder?
I've never seen him before. He must hail from another regiment.
I would not want to be in his shoes.
Here they come!
They're charging!
Goodness, that's a heap of redcoats.
Look, it's Major Pitcairn. Isn't that the guy we fought in Lexington?
That would be the man.
Hold steady! Steady! Now! Fire at will!
Hey! That colored guy down there! He just got a British officer!
I am quite amazed! Captain Smith, a red coat officer is down!
An officer? Why, that was Lieutenant Colonel Abercrombie. My, who did that?
That colored man by the fence yonder, sir. We do not know his name.
A mystery man.
I will pass the word on to Colonel Prescott. This could be our day after all. Keep courage, gentlemen!
I can't believe it! The regulars are retreating! They're turning back! We're gonna do it!
Marvin, cease the chatter and pass the musket balls.
Oh, here you go.
Take a closer look at our mystery man now. Half his regiment is gone.
But he's still standing and still shooting.
So, Mr. Caesar, we are gonna win this thing, right?
Maybe so, Marvin.
I would not speak so quick, gentlemen. Observe the regulars now.
They're unloading their packs.
We'll mean they can charge up the hill faster now.
Not if we can help it.
Keep alert, men. Here comes another charge!
My, they're charging us with bayonets now!
What's a bayonet?
You don't want to know.
Marvin, ammunition!
Oh no! It's almost gone!
Captain Smith, we are almost out of ammunition!
Twas what I feared. Williams, how much ammunition have you?
I've run low, Captain.
Marvin, grab whatever you can get your hands on. Nails, rocks, anything we can fire at these regulars!
Yes, sir!
Make haste!
Oh boy, so now we're gonna throw rocks at them. Got about a dozen rocks, Mr. Salem.
Double time, double time!
I'm coming! Here you go!
Good!
Marvin, take a look down there.
It's Mystery Man. He's still standing.
Still standing.
Mr. Salem, what are we gonna... Ah! Behind you! It's Major Pitcairn!
The day is ours! Surrender, you rebels!
Mr. Salem!
Surrender.
Major Pitcairn is down. Pass the word along.
Pitcairn is down!
Pitcairn is down!
Pitcairn is down!
Was it you that did that, Peter?
It was.
Look out! They're charging again!
Captain, we have not enough ammunition to take another attack.
Retreat, men! Retreat!
Marvin, drum out the retreat!
Retreat?
Make haste for Charleston Neck!
Captain, give me what ammunition is left. I'll stay here and guard our exit.
You are a good man, Caesar. I will stay here with you.
No, the men need you, sir. I'll join you as soon as I'm ready.
Very well. Peter, come with me. Come in!
Marvin, you must put down that drum. Come now and be quick about it.
I'm coming! I'm coming! I'm sorry, William. Wait, Mr. Caesar, what about you?
Not to worry. I'll be just fine. But you get along with it.
Oh! Mr. Caesar!
Oh, that doesn't feel too good.
You're bleeding.
No, they could have shot my bad leg, but no. Marvin, you get yourself out of here. Those regulars are going to be storming this place any minute.
I can't leave you here like this. Here, put your arm around my neck.
No, I'm putting you in danger.
I'm getting you out of here. Come on, Mr. Caesar. Just lean on my shoulder. We'll get you out of this place.
Mom always told me I ate too much. Now I can see she was right.
We're gonna make it. Come on, Mr. Caesar.
You gotta stop. I'm sorry. I gotta stop.
Okay. Here. Let's get you behind this wall.
Oh.
We're not gonna be safe here for long. Wait, there's Captain Smith. Captain Smith! Over here, sir. I need your help.
What's going on, Marvin? You should have taken leave long ago. I gave you strict orders to... Oh, Caesar.
Just a little hole in my leg, sir.
I see.
Captain, we've got to protect the retreat. How about me loading the gun and you shooting? We'll defend our men as long as we can.
We must get you to a doctor.
No sense in that now. Your gun, sir.
Very well, Caesar. Marvin, you keep a sharp eye for redcoats.
Yes, sir.
Ready, sir.
Good work. Thank you, Caesar.
Reload.
It looks like the retreat is going all right.
Keep your eye on those regulars, son.
Here you are, Captain.
Captain, behind you.
They draw near. We have not much time before we...
Captain Smith! Oh.
Are you all right, Captain?
I believe I'm fine.
But your musket is to be worse. Look, they shot the end of it clean off.
Whoa!
Not worth a button now.
Then 'tis time to join the retreat. Marvin, come be handy. Help me lift Caesar on my back.
Are you sure? Yes, Captain.
This is no use.
Nonsense!
We can't leave you behind, Mr. Caesar.
The boy is right. We are not about to leave you with the British.
Whoa! That was close. Too close.
You stay close, Marvin.
Don't worry.
Captain, those regulars are gaining on us.
We will make it, Caesar. We will not give up.
Whoa!
Sir, with all respect, you are not only risking your life, but you are risking the life of this boy here.
Caesar!
Put me down, Captain. Go on. I'm gonna die anyway. You saved yourself and Marvin.
Oh, Caesar.
Right here is fine, sir.
Marvin, you keep watch while I tend to Caesar.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my good man.
Go on, Captain. Go. And next time you fight, give him one for Caesar.
Will do, Caesar. Will do.
Captain Smith, they're charging over the hill.
Come on, Marvin.
Wait, we're leaving Mr. Caesar.
Go. Go on.
This way, Marvin.
But what about...
That is an order.
You heard your captain, boy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Marvin.
Yes?
You ain't a barrel boy no more.
Goodbye, Mr. Caesar.
Make haste, young man, make haste!
Captain! Captain Smith!
Yes?
I gotta rest here. I can't keep up. Just for a minute.
You must keep up. The regulars are not far behind.
Just give me a minute, sir.
Very well. We have not much time.
We left Mr. Caesar.
Yes. He thought it best that way. To keep us safe.
I understand. Sort of.
Caesar gave his life with a willing heart. Do not ever forget what he did for you, for me, for freedom. And one day when you have gray hairs like mine, you tell your grandchildren what you saw here today.
Captain,
Yes?
Is that William coming this way?
Indeed.
He's limping.
William!
Captain Smith! Captain Smith! Marvin!
I thought I'd never see you again.
How do you do, son? And what about this limp you have?
I fell and injured my ankle. I scarce escaped from those regulars. They'll be along here any moment.
William, about your drum.
Do not concern yourself. I hear tell you were a fine drummer.
That he was.
Congratulations, soldier.
The regulars! You two boys must hide!
Captain, I say let's take them on. I still have some rocks in my pocket.
Oh, Marvin. But no, this is an order. Both of you, make haste for that barn over yonder. I will lead the regulars the other way. Quick, run! Run!
You go first. There!
How's your ankle? That must hurt a lot.
This? 'Tis nothing. Some of my friends have given their life for this war.
I can relate.
You there! In the barn!
Marvin, go out the back door. I'll cover for you.
But...
Now, my friend!
I say, if you don't come out of there in good time, I will break in on you in half the time!
Oh, is there something you wanted, sir?
Back door! Back door! There! Oh, no! It won't open!
Would you want me to answer that, sir?
Got it. Is this William? William! Wow!
Welcome back, Marvin.
What happened to William?
Oh, he managed to outwit the officer, and he escaped with his life.
Good.
So, what do you think about the new Imagination Station?
Well, I thought this story would be about heroes, but it looks like we got whooped.
Actually, the Americans did lose the Battle of Bunker Hill, but at a great cost to the British. They lost 1,000 men. The Americans lost about half that number. So even though we lost, it was a great moral victory for the American cause.
Could I ask you something?
Sure.
Did African Americans really do all those things I saw, or was that like a Hollywood version?
Oh, I'll tell you what. I'll let you decide for yourself.
Hmm?
Well, remember the paintings I showed you earlier? They're right over here.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take a closer look. Now, here. Here's Washington crossing the Delaware. Look real closely toward the front of the boat. Who do you see?
Looks like a bunch of white people who... Whoa! That's an African-American guy!
Prince Whipple. He was a beloved man who fought in the Revolution. And he was free during the war.
Huh.
Now here's the other painting. The Battle of Bunker Hill.
That's the battle I was just in, right?
Very good.
And wait a second. I see two African-American guys.
That's right. African Americans stood shoulder to shoulder with whites in the thick of the battle, standing against the British. And this man, I think you know.
I do? I do! That's the mystery man we saw. He got shot, but kept on standing.
His name was Salem Poor. You see, everything you experienced in that adventure was based on actual historic data, including this.
What is it?
It's a special commendation from 14 white officers who were there at Bunker Hill. Take a look.
Under our own observation, we declare that a Negro man called Salem Poor behaved
like an experienced officer, as well as an excellent soldier. We would only beg leave to say that in the person of this said Negro centers a brave and gallant soldier.
Wow, it really did happen. We really were there.
Well, you think you can write your speech now?
I think so.
I hope so.
I'd kind of like to know more. Can I go back in?
No, I'm afraid not. The program isn't quite finished yet. You know, I'm looking for someone to help me scan the research. Can you think of anybody who would like to do that?
No, but I'll do it anyway.
Oh, well, thank you, Marvin. Come on, let's get to work.
Jesus said, greater love has no one than this, than one lay down his life for his friends. In the Revolutionary War, whites and African Americans laid down their lives for each other and for the freedom of a new nation. Adventures and Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. The American Revelation was written and directed by John Fornoff. And a special thank you to Phil Williams, our historical consultant and inspiration for this program. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Kyle Massey, Theo Greenlee, Corey Williams, Jordan Calloway, David Richards, Bill Holmes, Pete Renaday, Dwayne Shepherd, Christopher Snell, and Bob Hoos. Our sound designer was Todd Bastide, and our executive producer was Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.